Hundreds gathered on Saturday to participate in the third annual Human Rights Walkathon in St. Petersburg. WMNF's Concetta DeLuca reports.
The promotion of human rights united the diverse group of participants that came together to walk the many laps around North Shore Park. The walkathon was organized to promote the rights that were established in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights by the UN in 1948. Linda Drzazkowski is the founder of the human rights group in Tampa Bay that organized the walkathon. Drzazkowski said that it is important for people to be aware of their human rights. She said it is not surprising that typically those people who are informed usually stand up for the human rights of others.
A lot of people don't realize that human rights are the rights they have simply because they're human. These rights include a right to education, the right to no slavery, the right to no discrimination, no torture. There's 30 total rights in the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Many people don't even know of the existence of the document, and those are our rights. They're my rights, your rights. All of us share those rights. It's very important that we know them.
Stacy Blake is the executive director for Community Tampa Bay. She said the group works towards promoting dialogue and respect between different cultures, races, and religions. However, Blake said the efforts at Community Tampa Bay are only one small part in the fight for human rights.
We believe that respecting human rights is really the only way to build a real community, whether we're talking about the Tampa Bay community or our state, our nation, our world as a whole.
Christopher Diaz said he believes human rights are important for everyone to be aware of because underneath, we are all humans and we all have the same basic rights.
At the end of the day, we're all still people. There's no race, there's no creed, there's no color. We're all people and we're all here to do the same thing. We're all here to get through life happily. And it's like being a crayon box. You're all in the same box. You're all in the same boat. No matter what color you are, you're red, blue, green, whatever color you are, you're all here for the same cause.
The United States Department of Justice says more than 20,000 victims of human trafficking are brought into the United States each year, with Florida receiving a growing percentage of those people. Giselle Rodriguez is from the Florida Coalition Against Human Trafficking, another partner in the walkathon. She said people are often unaware of this violation of human rights. Rodriguez said she hopes to educate people on trafficking and how to identify victims for recovery.
Human trafficking is modern slavery. What we're seeing is people from other countries are being brought here with the promise of a good job, being able to live the American dream, and they're either forced into prostitution or at some points they're forced into free labor or cheap labor. We're also starting to see that American youth, such as runaway teenagers, are being targeted by traffickers. And not only are they being exploited in the streets here of the U.S., but some of them are actually being taken outside of the United States and exploited in other countries. So just how people are bringing foreigners into our country, they're taking our citizens and exploiting them elsewhere.
Dr. Mary Shuttleworth is the founder and president of Youth for Human Rights, a third partner in the walkathon. She said growing up in apartheid South Africa, she saw firsthand what the devastating effects of discrimination and the lack of the most basic human rights does to people. Shuttleworth said she hopes to educate all about their human rights and has begun by targeting the youth.
Even as a young girl, I believed that something needed to be done about it. Later, as an educator, I believed that education was the key. And so, using the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, I believe that children around the world need to know what their basic human rights are. Because children who don't know their human rights are vulnerable. And children who know their rights can defend them rights not only for themselves but also for their peers.
Another partner in the walkathon was the Tampa Bay Academy of Hope, an organization that works toward helping underprivileged inner-city middle and high school students transition to college. Tally Gaynor, a member of the organization, led a pack of more than 50 students and parents. Gaynor said there is a need to encourage these students to succeed in life, and having human rights are the foundation of any achievement.
At any point in history, when you challenge the rights of people, you empower them to begin to grow and become better human beings. And so human rights, to me, lays a firm foundation so children and anybody can be what they want to be in this world.
Wearing a scout leader uniform, Tom Wright led his troop as they walked the park. He said he believes the best place to start teaching people about human rights is with the youth, which is exactly what Wright said he spends most of his time doing.
There's a list of human rights that the UN put out many, many years ago. Eleanor Roosevelt was there when they did this. If every nation in this world signed on to that and every child knew it and educated their parents on it, what a more wonderful place this world would be.
Each organization that was partnered with the Walkathon, including Tampa Bay Academy of Hope, Community Tampa Bay, the Florida Coalition Against Human Trafficking, and Youth for Human Rights, have websites that can be visited for updates on future events. For WMNF News in St. Petersburg, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.